Hey guys, welcome to Talk, Talk, and More Talk with K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E.
Hey guys, yeah, welcome to another episode, and today I'm going to be speaking on love at first sight. It's actually the title of a movie that I watched on Netflix, Love at First Sight. From the title of the movie, I mean, you already know it's about two people that fell in love. You know, normally I'm not really a romance genre type of person, but you know, I saw the trailer maybe a few weeks prior to the release, and I don't know, it just impressed me. So I was like, okay, when it comes out, I would like to check it out. I mean, I just had it like a good feeling. Like, sometimes you know what a movie would be about, but from the trailer, you're still kind of like interested to find out. And I would say that I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't disappointed at all. I would like to say firstly that the actors that played the lead, the male lead, the female lead, I think I really liked them the way they were, like perfect casting. Like, it was, I enjoyed their dialogues, you know. It was, like I said, I'm not really like a romance watcher per se, like, so like romance is not a category that I usually watch, but I did enjoy their talks. You know, I can't remember the names of the actors per se, but one was playing a British guy and the babe was playing an American. So obviously spoiler alert. So the gist of the whole thing is that they met at the airport, and they met at the airport. The reason they even met, first of all, was because the babe, they said her average phone battery percent was it 4 or something very small. Like, how can your average phone battery percent be 4? That means they're saying, like, on any given day, and every given day you see her, battery percentage is likely to be 4%. Like, how? Like, who leaves the house with something close to 4%? Like, I was just like, that can't be me, really, because if they were to check my average phone battery percentage, I think it would be 70 or something, because I think usually when my phone crosses from when it goes into the 60s, I'm not even be comfortable leaving the house. Like, my phone must be at least 70% before I'm comfortable leaving the house, because I feel like, yes, no matter what I do with it outside, as far as I'm coming back that day, it won't die. So even when I'm even in the house, like, once it goes below 60, I would like, oh, I need to charge. I mean, not plug it immediately, but I was at the back of my mind that I really don't like it going below 60. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it can. I mean, below 70, but it can. But usually, I think the least I would let it get to is, like, maybe 40%. Then I'll plug it. So, usually 70 to 100 is, like, my free use. I don't plug it in if it's that percentage. Then between 60 to 40, I can plug and be using it. But if it's less than that, as if it ever gets to below 40, then I think I'll just plug it and abandon it. I won't touch it. That's usually my own thing. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about my phone battery. But anyway, that was one thing that I found funny about her. She had three fears. Fear of not fears, but she didn't like mayonnaise. I mean, to be fair, I don't think I actually like mayonnaise. Not like I eat it, but be honest, it actually kind of tastes weird, but I wouldn't say that I hate it. I think I shouldn't like it. Then also, she didn't like, I can't remember the other two things. They'll probably come to me if I searched my brain more. But at this point, the mayonnaise one comes easily to me. Then the guy's one, I remember he didn't like surprises. He didn't like surprises. And he also didn't like mayonnaise, so they had that in common. Then I think small spaces, he didn't like small spaces. No, she didn't like small spaces. She was claustrophobic. That's her second one. So he didn't like mayonnaise, he didn't like surprises. I can't remember his third one, I can't remember her third one. So watch the movie and figure out their third fear-ish. No, I remember his third one. He was afraid of the dark. Yes, he was afraid of the dark. Can't remember her own third one, but this is not even that important. Basically, she also was somebody that used to come late to things. So she was usually late. That's another thing that I would say that I'm the opposite on, because I like to be punctual to things, and I'm not saying that I'm never late, but I would be reasonably late, you know, maybe a few minutes or something. Not a lot. If it's ever a lot, maybe something came up, but it would not be something that would repeat itself often, unlike some people that I would not call their names. But anyway, she was usually late to stuff, so she missed her flight basically by 4 minutes, and that was why she had to book another flight, and that's how she ran into this guy. I remember his name. I'm sure if I thought about it, I would probably remember. Ollie, yes. His name was Oliver. Anyway, so they met and they got talking, and I feel like I'm summarizing the whole movie, but I wouldn't, but I'm just, these parts are just still in the summary I'm giving you. So they got talking and got on the next flight. She was headed for a wedding, he was headed for an event that I won't spoil and tell you. And as luck would have it, or is it fate, I would call it. Anyway, they were initially not meant to sit together, but somehow they ended up sitting together. And I think it was like a 6-hour flight. And, you know, in the 6-hour flight, I think I would say that's how they fell in love. Which brings me to the point that I wanted to make, that when they talk about love at first sight, I don't think they actually meant that it was the instant they laid eyes on each other, you know, for the first time that they fell in love. I think what it means is that the first time you come across someone, so depending on how long that scene lasts for their own, it lasted for over 6 hours. That's before the flight, and I know the flight was 6 hours, but like I said, they met each other before they even got on the flight, so a couple more hours, maybe 10 hours or whatever. But so that's their own first sight, like, you know, the first like period you spent in their presence, I think, which now makes love at first sight a bit, you know, sensible, you know, than, because before I used to think love at first sight, when people say it, they mean, you know, when you just lay eyes on somebody and you just say, oh, they are the one, somebody you don't know before, and just look at somebody and say they are the one. Is that not foolishness? I mean, it's lost now, or it's like sexual attraction. It can be love. You've not even interacted, you've not even spoken to them, you don't even know how they think, what their personality is like. Like, and then you just say you're in love. So I think love at first sight is more of the time you spent, the first time you met them. So if you're fortunate and you guys have a lengthy conversation that first time, from there you can both see, yes, of course there's a physical attraction, but you can both see and you know, interact with them and then fall in love based off of that, not just off the sight sense, you know. So anyway, so that is how they met, and then the rest of the movie is, you know, the rest of the movie is them trying to find each other when they arrived in London, because her phone was not charged, you know, like I said, she doesn't really charge her phone. Anyway, so he gave her his number. That sounds weird. Give her his number, but that's the correct thing, right? He gave her his number, and she, whether the phone died or it fell off her hand, and she didn't save it, basically. So the rest of the movie is them trying to find each other in London. So it's not very long, actually. It's like an hour and 30 minutes. So they did not extend. Thankfully, they didn't extend the movie unnecessarily, as like many movies of today. But yeah, that's 1 hour 30 minutes, and eventually, of course, they had a happy beginning, so to say. And then there's this quote from the movie, which is from a book by Charles Dickens. I'll paraphrase because I can't remember it exactly, but it was something about, is it better to have known love and lost it, or to not have loved at all? Like, and I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, knowing love but losing it is not painful, right? Than if you do not even know it at all, then you don't even experience the pain of losing it. But at the same time, you don't experience the joy of having it. So, like, it's a hard one to choose. Two terrible scenarios, really. Like, it would you rather situation. And upon trying to find out that exact quote, I found that somebody else already answered it. I can't remember the popular person, but if you search that quote, somebody else actually said it's better to have loved and lost than to have not have loved at all. But that's his opinion anyway. So, but do you think it's better to have loved and lost than to not have loved at all? Anyhow, you can check out the movie on Netflix. So, yeah, Love at First Sight.